can remember we used to bring little pigs in the house, and just a whole litter of little pigs, and bring them in and put them by the stove, you know, and warm them up. And I've even known my husband bring little calves in the house and put them before the fire when it would be weak, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I caught a coal knife.
Mm-hmm.
We had I've had as many as 40 pigs in the house one time.
Mm.
Little young pigs. We used to raise a good many hogs.
Put them in a box or something?
You put them in tubs.
Uh-huh.
they keep warm to each other. Put a sack in the bottom of the tub.
Uh-huh.
And they just stomp around in their tubs, mm-hmm. you know. Then in the morning he'd take it out and put it with his mother, and they'd go right on and grow.
The old sow wouldn't grow on them.
No, not. But then they'd be so cold, you know, that if he'd left them out there,
yeah.
Why, she'd have rolled them, overlaid them.
Yeah.
Called it overlaid.
Well, what do you call onions when you dig them before they're big, bring them in and serve them green on the table?
Well, spring onions.
How about these beans that have a red speckled mark on them?
You mean lima beans?
Would these be the big ones?
Butter beans and lima beans, the big ones.
Are they the same? Butter beans and limas?
Butter beans and limas, what we call them.
Uh-huh.
Butter beans, limas, beans, we call them butter beans.
Uh-huh.
Of course, there's some speckled ones. Of course, now there's all kinds of beans, crowders and
mm-hmm.
cowpeas.
Yeah, and the kind with a little black dot on them?
Yeah, black-eyed peas.
Are they a pea or a bean?
Well, they're a pea.
Well, they're pretty tasty.
Legume?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't all used to these things. Those and okra were pretty new to me.
Oh, you like okra?
Oh, yeah.
I like okra very much. Any way you fix it.
Yeah. Except,
you don't like it boiled?
I don't like it boiled when it's overcooked.
No, I like it boiled all right, but putting a little salt, a little bit of vinegar in it, and boil it with a little vinegar and salt, and don't boil it all
yeah.
to pieces.
Uh-huh.
I like okra and squash and all those
vegetables.
Yeah, I like
it rolled in cornmeal and then fried.
Yeah.
Ooh, that has a strange but delicious flavor.
Onions, you put onions with it?
Yeah.
Cause
sometimes
onions,
tomatoes?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll let my wife do this anytime she wants to.
Yeah.
I planted some.
Okra?
Yeah, 2 years ago, I think.
Oh, lovely. You freeze it, too.
Well, I didn't have any trouble. My vines didn't get over that tall.
Oh, they didn't?
I had, maybe 20, 25.
You planted too late in the season, maybe.
I might have. The soil out there wasn't particularly good. Planted at the clay bank.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't do anything.
Oh, I have trouble with them doing too well when I plan to make too much oak, too much salt.
I got them this year with my cucumbers, though. I put
out,
planted about a dozen plants.
Uh-huh.
And then I weeded these to three.
Yeah, that's enough.
And these three plants, these are hybrids.
Oh, yeah.
Berkey hybrid.
Oh, yeah.
We've got all we can eat, and we're keeping another family supplied with cucumbers, and one plant isn't producing.
Oh, is that so? Oh, that burpee's a cucumber. One vine will make all,
those,
and they're so big and pretty and green.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had one right in the corner of my yard once, and it just climbed on the fence. So nice.
Yeah, I put some cords up, and I had this climbing on the cord.
You might make bread and butter pickles?
Well, no, we have this year. Can you make pickles with white spine cucumbers, or do you need black spine?
Oh, you can make bread and butter pickles out of those. They're nice and tender.
Ah.
Yeah, you make bread and butter pickles. They're real good.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to pickle them as soon as you get them off the vine, or can you keep them in the refrigerator for a couple of days?
You can keep them in the refrigerator, you know, and then pickle them.